We pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter this very special week, we are reminded of the tremendous sacrifice made on each of our behalves. You came for us. You came to redeem. You came to give life. And so let us reflect on the power of that gift given to each of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. Palm Sunday begins a very special week in the life of every believer of the church. We call it Holy Week. It begins in triumph. And then the challenges, the tensions between the Jewish leaders and Jesus. The scenes in the upper room were there. Jesus celebrates the Passover with his disciples. A very poignant moment for them as they share in this meal together. It also involves that moving moment when Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Then, breaking bread and saying to his disciples, a new covenant or a new command I give to you. As he institutes Lord's Supper, which we are privileged to share in a short time. And from there, we move to the garden. The agony our Lord feels as he knows what he is about to encounter on our behalf. The disciples fall asleep. Shortly comes the crowd to arrest him, and then the long night. The illegal trial. Then before Pilate at sunrise. And within a few hours, hanging on a cross. Palm Sunday is also known as the Sunday of the Passion. Back when we went to the three-year lectionary, we connected those two things together. And because it is important for us to think about the passion and what Christ has done for us. And so you had that long reading, and there's even a longer reading of the passion. And each year we do need to focus on what Christ has done for us. And sometimes we've just focused on the passion. And others, we try to do both, Palm Sunday and the Passion. It begins this week with that triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And yes, it's a time for us to begin and think about all of the events of this week. We call it Holy Week. It's interesting because the psalm from the day is an interesting psalm. It reflects all of this. And so let us begin with the words of the psalmist. They're up there on the screen. Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to God. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. Think about it. We enter into his righteousness through what takes place this week. So what are your plans for the week? Will it be just another ordinary week in the life? Or is this a special week? It's about the stone that the builders rejected, the psalmist tells us. Here is the cornerstone of our salvation. This is what God has done for us. This ought to move every person of faith. to see how God has opened that door of righteousness to each and every one of us. In the psalm, there are rumblings even of the Advent season. We bless you from the house of the Lord, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. And then I think about those words, I reflect on an Advent hymn. We're going to put up there the first verse. Lift up your heads, you mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is near. Life and salvation he doth bring. Therefore, rejoice and gladly sing to God the Father. Raise your joyful songs of praise. Reflected, yes, that Advent, the birth, and as we prepared for his birth, here is the King of kings and Lord of lords. It begins in a triumphant entry. And the week closes in darkness of the cross. Christ being laid in the tomb. But that bright first Easter morning, where there it is replaced by the sunrise, the Son of God raising from the dead. The Passover, a very special meal the Jews celebrated, was for them to remember how God had freed them from the slavery that they had in Egypt. How they had entered into the promised land, their wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. It was remembering how God had been with his people time and time again, and that they had failed to be the people God had called them to be. And yet, God continued to love them and lavish upon them his grace, his love, and to look and have them look forward to that Messiah which was to come. We too are no different. We, even though we know what Christ has accomplished for us, fail to live up to what God would want from us. On Monday, Thursday, we will have this Passover Seder here at the church where Jesus broke bread, gave it to his disciples, and he shared with him this meal. And we're going to reflect on what that meal really meant for the Jews. And then we also remember that new commando or gift that Christ gives to the church. As he tells them, take, eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. The sacrificial lamb. The one sent out into the wilderness to take our place from the Feast of the Tabernacles or tents. Here, we celebrate this week a more important gift that has been given to each of us. We are reminded of that wonderful verse that's so popular and pasted everywhere. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. And yet, the psalmist says, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Here, God takes us from triumph to defeat to rejoicing all in one week. I marvel sometimes as I watch how we spin the events of our own time. We spend hours listening to those shows that best reflect where we are or our point of view. We debate one another. We rejoice when certain events happen, or we dig in to resist those events when we feel they challenge us. We even sometimes quote scripture, just like Satan quoted scripture when he tried to tempt our Lord. And every side somehow believes that God is on their side. It's the way of man. It's been that way a long time. If you read your history of World War II, everybody thought that God was on their side. The psalmist puts it well. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. These are the words about our Lord who comes in Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And then there's John's gospel. It reminds us that even the disciples did not understand all of these things. Think about it. Even the disciples who had been nearest and dearest to him could not understand all that took place before their very eyes. Last week we had Lazarus being raised from the dead, that really poignant moment that really brought about this special events in Holy Week, because once you raise somebody from the dead, what is there? The Pharisees were concerned and believed that it was better that one man should die than that the whole world, that all men should suffer. People of God, this is about a faith relationship. And sometimes I worry because I see a lot of people get wrapped up in the events of the day. And getting wrapped up in a lot of what's going on around us in this world is so negative. And it's not true. But this week is about what God has done for you. The psalmist simply reminds us, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is a psalmist long before these events who marvels as he looks forward. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How many times have we said that? How many times do we say it to one another? Rejoice. The gates of heaven have been opened. That because of that cross where Jesus shed his blood for you and me. God opened heaven to all believers. God confirmed it through the resurrection of his only Son. This is truly that day that God has made for you and me. At the time of those events and the things happening, they happened so quickly. Many people didn't get it. Disciples didn't get it. Do we really get it? Do we really understand what God has done for each of our lives? The reality is we can't fully understand, because only in part, because of his resurrection, we now in part can understand. But this is about your salvation and my salvation. This is about what God has done for us. It is the foundation to our faith. Without him, we are nothing. He has opened to us that wonderful gift of salvation. This is a week beginning today where we sing, we praise, we give thanks, and we remember what God has done for us. It is about your life and my life, and about a Savior who shows you how much he cares about each one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.